He'd shouted, "Look out, Roland, it's Big Nose George, he's back. And, Suze, if you can tell him the one about Dorothy and the Tin Woodman, I'll tell him all the rest." And, chilling Jake's heart, "I do not shoot with my hand. He who aims with his hand has forgotten the face of his father." At that last one, Roland had taken Eddie's hand in the gloom, for the shades had been drawn, and squeezed it. "Aye, Eddie, you say true. Will you open your eyes and see my face, dear?" But Eddie hadn't opened his eyes. Instead, chilling Jake's heart more deeply yet, the young man who now wore a useless bandage about his head had murmured, "All is forgotten in the stone halls of the dead. These are the rooms of ruin where the spiders spin and the great circuits fall quiet one by one." After that, there was nothing intelligible for a while. Only that ceaseless muttering. Jake had refilled the basin of water, and when he had come back, Roland saw his drawn white face and told him he could go.
"But go on and go, Sugar Bunch," Susanna said. "Only be careful. Might still be some of them out there looking for payback."
"But how will I—" "I'll call you when it's time," Roland said, and tapped Jake's temple with one of the remaining fingers on his right hand. "You'll hear me." Jake had wanted to kiss Eddie before leaving, but he was afraid. Not that he might catch death like a cold, he knew better than that, but afraid that even the touch of his lips might be enough to push Eddie into the clearing at the end of the path. And then, Susanna might blame him. 6. Outside, in the hallway, Dinky asked him how it was going.
"Real bad," Jake said. "Do you have another cigarette?"
Dinky raised his eyebrows, but gave Jake a smoke.